We're joined now by Knoxville football coach Matt Duncan on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as Knoxville falls on Friday by a score of 42-8. Coach, the tone setter was those two turnovers right away in the first quarter. It just almost on back-to-back plays.
Yeah, first two offensive plays, two turnovers, so that's obviously not a good way to start, and things we got to get cleaned up if we want to have success.
It really just seemed like they spent way too much time in your backfield. They were blitzing a lot. Were they blitzing, or did they just get through?
Combination. Their DNs are really good, and we knew on film that they were going to be a tough task for our tackles, and those guys worked their butts off all week, and they were trying to do everything we were coaching them up and asking them to do during the game. But yeah, it was a tall task for them. And then they were sending some outside backers, just kind of overloading our outsides, and then they would bring a middle backer sometime shortly after. So we just got to get our eyes up and make sure we're getting those things picked up when they come.
We thought going in that special teams would be key, but they kicked it away from your guys a lot. I mean, was that a surprise, or was did you expect them maybe to do that?
I had an idea or a feeling that they would try and kick away, especially after seeing last week what we were able to do with getting some yards on our returns. So it doesn't surprise me a ton that they were trying to keep it away from our guys that can do something back there.
As far as the new style offense, first 2 weeks of live action, what's the impressions of it?
I like it. Coach Pep does a great job of getting our guys coached up, and he's got really good game plans, and he knows a lot about football and how to coach. So we've just got to get things cleaned up. We got to get guys believing that they can do what we're asking them to do. And we've got to make sure that we come to practice focused, coaching staff and players, in a sense of urgency. We don't have time to waste, and we can't just be lackadaisical going through stuff.
And it's not a real radical change from what you have been doing, I don't think, is it?
A little more zone stuff, inside zone and mid zone or outside zone. We haven't got that going quite as much this year. But just trying to do everything we can to help our guys up front be able to have double teams and get two guys on one and get a little more success.
Looking at, we're talking to Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach on KNIA KRLS, what kind of things are you going to want to hammer home with this team, next week when you get to practice when you go through film session with everybody?
Urgency. Like I said, we don't have time to come to practice and not give everything we have, not get better every single rep and every chance that we get. We've got to come on Sunday when we watch film and we do our offensive and special teams walk through Sunday night. We've got to hit the ground running. We have no time to waste. And all of our guys have to have that mindset that we can't just keep doing some of these things, same things, and thinking we're going to get a different outcome.
What kind of things were you pleased with? I know the score isn't going to indicate that drive you scored, got things going there a little bit.
I think one thing, there were a couple guys on our team that did a great job tonight of being leaders. When things went south and wasn't going according to plan, they didn't blink. They didn't flinch. They kept trying to lead and get guys engaged and bring energy. I think that's probably one of the biggest things I'm impressed with right now. And we need to get more guys to have that mentality that our team first, and they're worried about the guys that are playing with, not worried about themselves.
I noticed right off the bat, Carter Lakota and Reagan Roberts, your two seniors, made some plays early on, and I thought, all right, the defense is came to play early on.
Yeah, and those guys have done a great job. I mean, it's not ideal only having two seniors on a football team, especially a 3A football team, but I'm thankful to have those two guys. Just the example they set on the field and in the classroom and in the community, I couldn't have two better seniors to help lead this team this year.
All right, 0-2. You didn't want to be 0-2, but that's the reality. I don't think it's panic time, but you mentioned the word urgency several times already. Is it basically, okay, urgent situation? We can't walk away next week 0-3.
Yeah, and we're still have the mentality of 1 week to the next week. So we'll watch film and we'll go over things and we'll find what we need to do to work on to improve. from this week to week three. But yeah, we like I said, we've got to be urgent, and we can't be thinking that the next rep I'll do better or tomorrow's practice I'll do better. It's got to be that day, that time.
And Albia next week, hadn't played Albia since like the mid-90s, but they always seem to have solid athletes, solid players down there that, you know, one or two is going to stand out probably.
Yeah, I know they've got a kid that's really good at basketball and high jumping. He's really athletic. I've only watched a little bit of one of their games, actually from last year. So tonight when I get home, that'll be one of the first things I do is get their film and get it shared out, and we'll start breaking that down and seeing what we need to do.
All right, well, enjoy college football tomorrow. Maybe I'll put a smile on your face. You know, Okie State coming in to play the Ducks.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I wish the Chiefs were doing a little better tonight, though.
Oh, are they not winning?
Last I'd heard, they were not playing well.
Ooh, okay. Well, best luck next week. We'll see you Wednesday out here at practice.
Sounds good. Thanks, DC.
That's Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach. Panthers fall on Friday by a score 42-8. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.